Welcome to another episode of The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hello, loves. Welcome to Friday. Yes, the Friday before a new moon, the Friday before all things shift, the Friday before Saturn goes from Scorpio to Sagittarius. Yeah. It feels like we're in a lobby and we're waiting for something, but we know it's coming, right? Anywho, today's episode is focused on the master's numbers, specifically spiritual masters and their numerology. Before we dive in, I need to take a moment to check in with myself, honor the divine teacher within, connect with infinite source. And so you know the drill. If you know how to do this, join along. And if you don't, hey man, close your eyes, feel it. Just, you know, resonate with it. All right, here we go. Om Namo Gurudev Namo. Om Let's dive into this. So today's episode is all about, you know, spiritual masters. You know, there's so many different ascended masters that have graced us in this experience called life throughout the history of time. Individuals who literally did their work to self-realize, you know, and this entire show is dedicated to playing with tools of the divine so that we too can embrace our own awakening process, so that we too can literally become the masters we are meant to be. And so that means getting out of your own way, stepping up and allowing your ego to step back. Anyways, good talk. Good talk, everybody. So, all right, let's dive into this. So I thought it would be fun to, you know, there's a plethora of spiritual masters out there, but I think it would, you know, it would be so much fun just to, you know, randomly pick a few and dive into their numerology. Now, for those of you who are kind of new to the world of numerology, it is the study of the symbolism of numbers. It is used to determine a person's personality, strengths, talents, obstacles, inner needs, emotional reactions, and ways of dealing. How do they deal, man? How do they deal with the world, right? All right. Numerology is the metaphysical study of numbers and their harmonics. Okay. It is an ancient area of study and one that's has a multiplicity of schools. Now, before I keep going, let me take a moment here to invite you to call in. The Master's Playground has now officially opened up, you know, the phone call, the phones. I welcome your question. And we will basically dive into Kabbalah Tarot and answer. And we'll see what the divine has to say, what spirit has to say in regards to your question. So it's one question, one call per show. All right, so back to the episode. So there's several schools of numerology, and all of them are valid. There's not one that's better than the other. It's just a different angle in the kaleidoscope. In the West, however, there are two major schools, okay? Pythagorean, which is based on the famous Greek mathematician Pythagoras, and Chaladian, which is based on an even more ancient study of the priests of Chaladia. Right. The Chaladian system of numbers is also known as mystical numerology. And at one time, it was considered to be a religion. Not a religion like we know today, but it was considered to be a religion. Many Chaladian priests were also famous astrologers. I'll finish this up. They held a belief that all things were part of a divine providence and that the planets were simply heavenly interpreters. We do have a caller, and I'll be taking that shortly. Let me just finish this one thing here. I do want to highlight the system that I use is a Chaladian Kabbalah system, which is also known as Tantric Numerology. All right. So, yeah. All right. The phone lines. Here we go. We do have our first caller.
Yes. Hello.
Hello.
Hi. This is Devin calling.
Hi. Devin?
Hi. I'm really a big fan of your work. Thank you. I had a quick, quick question. I've been dating a woman, and her name is Seven. That is actually her name.
Okay.
And I believe she's an angel, mm-hmm. like an actual angel. When we make love, when I put my celestial seed in her belly, I feel that I'm literally connecting to something bigger from above. Are there angels?
That's your question?
Yes.
Are there angels?
Yes, and is there a possibility that I put my seed in an angel?
Well, I am not going to step in and answer that. What I'm going to do is I'm simply going to ask the cards.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. And it's going to be a very simple yes or no answer. So let me go ahead and do this. One second.
Yes. I put her seed everywhere. That makes a difference. It wasn't just in her belly.
Thanks for the high level of detail. We're good. I get the question.
Is that a yes?
Stand by.
Standing by.
The answer is yes.
Oh, I thought so. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. All right. That was a very unusual call, man. Right on. This is going to be a rad experience. That's all I have to say. It's going to be a totally rad experience. Welcome to planet Earth, my loves. We come in all shapes and sizes. Yes, yes. Right on. So back to the show. All right. So I was highlighting the system that I use in numerology, which is the Chaladian Kabbalah system, which is also known as Tantric Numerology. Now, in this episode, we're going to be looking at three major spiritual leaders, spiritual masters. And, you know, we're going to be exploring what were their numbers, what was their karma, and what were their challenges, and what did they do with it? So before we start, I think it's time for me to dive into a song. You know what? And this probably doesn't have any rhyme or reason. I am simply going to hit play on this song because I love it. So I hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you.
beautiful Smashing Pumpkins, Soma. You are listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Hey, man, you know, so I just had a moment, right? So it's amazing. I'm truly looking forward to the... I just realized with the most random, you know, there's so much energy out there, right? And I'm putting out this invitation. I'm like, hey, you know, give me a call. Let's do a little Kabbalah Tarot. And I realized that I'm kind of bashful, you know, and there's certain topics where I'm like, wait, who's calling? What's going on? Anywho, this is going to be a ride. That's all I'm saying. So once again, you are invited to give me a call at 1-800-893-9562. For a free Kabbalah Tarot reading. Very nice. So in this episode, we are embracing spiritual masters and their numerology. So we're going to start with one of the most popular ascended masters out there. Jesus. Jesus Christ, Jesus of Nazareth. Let's look at the numerology. His number was 18. There is a mystical relationship between 3, 6, and 9. The 9 assumes great importance in its association with the single uncompounded key numbers of Jesus' name, right? So again, we're starting with, as East L.A. would say, Jesus. So this is really fascinating, okay? So the way that numerology works is that you take the numbers of each letter, right? And you reduce that down. You know, and you add them all together and then you get a master number. You know, the compounded number, I should say. The birth date, you know, is also associated with this. However, with Jesus, we don't have an exact date, so we're looking at the name. So the 9 had great importance for Jesus, right? So here are some examples as to why. As a child, Jesus was found in the temple discussing profound spiritual matters with rabbis at the age of 12, which reduces down to 3. He began his mission of wandering ministry at the age of 30. Again, that reduces down to 3. He was crucified at the age of 33, which reduces down to 6, which is the reversed of 9. At the 9th hour, he was pronounced dead. On the 3rd day, he arose. Being in the 9 vibration again, there were 18 lost years, during which time the activities of Jesus are unrecorded in modern scriptures. And again, the 18 reduces down to 9. His life was repeatedly locked into the mystery of 3 numbers, 3, 6, and 9. Adding those up, it becomes 18, which then reduces down to 9 once again. So therefore, 9 is a number, you know, as a reminder, 9 is the number of beginnings and endings. It is the statement, I am the Alpha, I am the Omega. It is clearly impossible for Jesus to avoid 18 as his destiny, nor did he make any attempts to escape it. The entire life destiny of Jesus is contained in the influence of 3, 6, and 9 and the compound 18. All right, so what does 18 mean, right? So that's kind of fascinating, right? So if you literally take the word Jesus, right, and you take the word Jesus of Nazareth, or you take Jesus Christ, right? Like those 3 separate statements and, you know, name titles, if you will. and reduce them down, they all reduce down to 18. It's kind of trippy. It really is. So to get a better understanding of what 18 carries with it, I'm going to make a recommendation for everyone. Everyone. And this should be part of your spiritual arsenal out there. You know, and if you're listening to the show, guess what? You're part of the tribe, man. You know, you're gathering your notes. I highly recommend Linda Goodman, Star Signs. All right, good talk. Good talk on that one. All right, so from there, what I'd like to do is, you know, dive into what the number 18 means. Excuse me. Always need coffee. It is spiritual and material conflict. Okay, that is what the definition of 18 means. It is spiritual, material conflict. Of all the compound numbers, 18 has the most difficult symbolism to translate. The ancients describe the compound number of 18 with the following image: a rayed moon from which the drops of blood are falling, a wolf and a hungry dog are seen below, catching the falling drops of blood in their open mouths, while still lower, a crab is seen hastening to join them. 18 symbolizes materialism striving to destroy the spiritual side of nature. It often associates the person or entity represented by it with bitter quarrels within the family circle, with wars, social upheaval, and revolution. In some cases, it indicates making money or achieving position through divisive tactics, through war or other conflict. It warns of treachery and deception from both friends and enemies. Also, danger from the elements, such as fire, flood, earthquake, explosions, electrical shock, lightning, tempests. Right? If the compound number of the name is an 18, such as the case with Jesus, right? The vibration should be negated immediately by changing the spelling of the name to equal one of the more fortunate compound numbers. If the birth number is 18, extreme caution and care must be taken to meet the challenges and dangers. The only way to dilute or diminish its effects on the life is by spiritual means, by unfailing and repeatedly meeting deception and hatred from others with generosity, love, and forgiveness, by turning the other cheek and returning good for evil, kindness for cruelty, honesty for dishonesty, honor for dishonor. In this way, the 18 may be used for great success in illumination and enlightenment. All right, so that is our first analysis, if you will, right? Looking at Jesus. So before I go into another spiritual master or any phone calls, let's take a moment to go ahead and dive into another song. And I have such a plethora. I'm like, okay, what am I in the mood for? Gosh, there's so many options. Yeah. Stand by. And here we go. Enjoy. Beautiful. The Cure, The Holy Hour.
Yes.
Off of my all-time favorite Cure album, Faith. Yeah. All right. So you're listening to The Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and tonight we are embracing spiritual masters and their numerology. We are also greeting tarot card, if you're in the mood, in need, in search of a message from Kabbalah Tarot, give us a call at 1-800-893-9562. And I know you're out there. Yes. It's up to you. The offer's there. Good talk. All right. So we have looked so far. We've taken a look at Jesus as far as what his numerology was, which was 18, which was spiritual and material conflict, right? And it's so profound, the meaning of 18, and how, you know, even though it sounded a little gory, it really depicted his journey, right? The crucifixion, the blood, the material realm striking down the spiritual, right? The next spiritual masters that I want to take a look at, actually, I'm going to take a look at together because there's a lot of relation. And I think that, I was a little fascinated by this. Yogi Bhajan, right? And Mother Teresa. Two totally different individuals. What were they? Fascinating fact number one. Both Yogi Bhajan and Mother Teresa were born on the same month and the same day, meaning date. Just the only difference they had was the year, right? Yogi Bhajan was born on August 26, 1929. Mother Teresa, August 26, 1910, right? So when I ran the numbers and everything and, you know, figured out what was happening with them, they had almost an exact match of what their numbers were, right? So that was really fascinating. I'm like, what is going on here? Whoa. So I looked at it like an invitation to really look at this common factor that may apply to some individuals who literally make the choice to self-realize in this lifetime, right? Now remember, the numerology that complements you, you picked, you know? A lot of people are not really hip, or, you know, they might hear it at a party with a cocktail. Hey man, you totally chose your parents, man. Yeah, you know, you chose to be in this space and time. You chose to be here when like the Mayan calendar ended, right? You know, these are not foreign concepts, you know? But literally what people may forget to acknowledge and really, just resonate with, you chose your sign, you chose the matrix, the of where the planets were at, you chose your date, your time, your parents, you chose the entire party of how you wished to come into this illusionary reality, right? And I say illusionary reality because honestly, you know, in previous episodes, I've covered this. Life is but a dream. Row, row, row your boat. Right? So let's take a look at some of the numbers here. Both Yogi Bhajan and Mother Teresa had a soul number of 8. Okay, and this is what 8 means. Your main internal blockage is fear. It is said spiritual people should be happy, but you say to yourself, oh, I can't be happy because, and then you insert current fear-oriented excuse here. Your fear keeps you from seeing the joy and happiness in your life. The solution is for you to work on your 8th body, which is We'll get into that. The solution is for you to work on your eighth body. And so become totally fearless in dealing with anything that life sends your way. Once you experience that, you and God are one and the same. All fear departs. If you connect yourself to your soul, you will experience your infinite identity. Your highest identity lies in experiencing the infinity within each finite thing and sharing that experience with others. Your creative essence is to be a healer. Again, this is the soul number 8 that applies both to Yogi Bhajan and Mother Teresa, who were born on the same month and the same date. The only exception was the year. They were born 16 years apart. Nope, I'm sorry. How much is that? 18 years apart. Wow. 19. Okay, my math is off. What could I say? All right. They also had the same karma number. Okay. Both of them had the karma number of 8 as well. And with a karmic number, right? This is what it has to say. You have a lot of fear. No matter what you get into, there never seems to be enough energy to do it. You often feel tired. You can't seem to see the infinite aspects of a situation and to know that you can do better. Your test is to become able to see the infinity in every situation of life. The solution is to master the pranic body and so become extremely energetic and projective. Mastery of the pranic body will give you tremendous energy and the ability to be an effective long-range planner, i.e. to see the steps that you have to take to make it from where you are to where you want to be and to follow through with plans and goals. So both of them had that going on, right? They literally had the challenge. Now, mind you, okay, they lived in a lot of fear, according to the numerology, right? Imagine, if you will, the amount of fear that it really takes in order to be inspired to become a healer. Really kind of resonate, like, oh, I can't. And then, wah, they went for it. They completely dove into honoring their weaknesses and embracing it. They had the challenge of seeing the infinite in everything and everyone, and then relaying that information to everyone. It didn't come innately, you know? It wasn't something that they just woke up and said, okay, I see the light all the time. No, imagine the opposite. Imagine the opposite and look at how they rose to that challenge. Spiritual masters in their numerology. So I bring all of this up because we are in such amazing times of where we are gifted the opportunity to really master our own self, to realize and awaken to our authentic self. And there's a variety of different divine tools available to you to help you understand you, right? Meditation, I'm always going to recommend it because it's literally you are allowing God to have a conversation with you. You. Numerology. Astrology. Tarot. All of these tools help you understand you, right? One of my dearest friends, super, super close, right? She always used to tell me, you don't know who you are. And I remember when I first heard that, I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Kind of like Scooby-Doo. What? You know, what are you talking about? Meanwhile, I was like, you know, in tears or what have you, you know, dealing with life unconsciously. I bring this up because this person is, you know, a very loyal friend who had enough patience, celebration, radiance to allow for my own self-discovery of my complete awareness. And so I bring this up because there's work to do, my loves. There's literally work to do, you know? And the way that you do it is by diving into a variety of different tools. We have a caller. Welcome to the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. Hi.
Hi. I just wanted to start by saying I love your show.
Well, I love you loving my show. Thank you.
I think the work you do is amazing, and I wanted to call and get a read, if that's possible.
Fabulous. Do you have a specific question that, or in mind?
Yes, I do. I would like a past, present, and future.
Okay, we're going to do a three-card layout for you, okay?
Okay.
Just a quick one here. All right. Okay, beautiful. So you, it looks very magical. All right, your recent past is the King of Swords. All right. And so this is the energy that you are concluding, which is when we look at the king, they have such a will to act. They're very decisive, right? So this is communicating to me that you have recently made very decisive moves in your life. You know, it's a mature, strong male energy who sees the world around him with a detached individuality of Aquarian values, recognizing the divinity in all of mankind. So bravo, bravo, very nice. That's your past. So that's, I always look at the past like your fuel, like what's thrusting you now? Like, whoa. So amazing, right? So you've been acting on acknowledging the divine within and all around you. Now, your energy is the Temperance card, one of my all-time favorite cards. And with the Temperance card, you're presently doing what's best for everyone involved, yourself included. All right? It's a very blending and harmonious energy. And it has you acting on things in a timely manner. Are you still there? I think we lost the call, but that's cool. I'm going to keep reading, okay? So I'm hoping that you can still tune in. If not, it's skidrowstudios.com. You lost the call. However, as I was saying, your present card is the Temperance card, and it has you acting on things in a timely manner. Excellent. Welcome back.
Yeah, sorry, we got disconnected.
That's okay. So the Temperance card, you are acting on things in a timely manner.
Uh-huh.
Apparently, with your quick callback. Excellent. Okay, and you're balancing everything. You're keeping everything and everyone in mind, you know? It's the angelic self juggling the illusion of time, one foot in the ocean of divine consciousness, and the other foot planted firmly on the soil of material reality.
Yeah, I feel like I'm juggling a lot lately.
Well, you are. You are.
There's a lot of juggles.
I wouldn't look at it like a struggle. I would look at it as if it's a new level of mastery. Because you are balancing the spiritual and the material realms. And so, honestly, for me, it's very samurai. It's very matrixy. It's like now I'm integrating even more of spirit into my life, not only into me, but to those around me. Mm-hmm. So there.
But yeah. Just balance, stay balanced.
Huh? Stay balanced. It's actually a very natural balance. Just allow it to occur. Now, you are arriving to a pinnacle of your evolution and seeing the presence of God within your own self and with those around you. So it sounds like your eyes are waking up even more to that reality. So allow for that. You know, when it feels like a struggle, return to that.
Okay.
All right. And then your future is the moon.
Oh, God, I just entered my moon period today.
Congratulations.
Yes, I just love it.
So what's happening here is that it's the end of something by choice. You are concluding with something in your life, right? It's you're experiencing truth by experiencing what you desire.
Wow.
It is a hidden and reflective nature of our consciousness. You are making a transition in awareness, recognizing that you've created your world and you're becoming even more responsible for it. So that concludes the reading.
Is the moon a good card?
Yes. It's a divine ending of sorts. It's very quick. Think about the moon. It's the sun illuminates, the moon is illuminated, right? By the sun. So there's an illuminated quality that you're going through, right? There's a shining presence or a shining, there's a, just this great reflective period. You're coming into experiencing your truth, your desires. But I do have additional calls, so I want to take it before the show's over. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you. You're the best, Chrissy Stereo.
Oh my gosh, thank you. All right, take care now. Oh, be well. Okay, let's move on to the next call. Are we good? Thank you for calling the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. Are you there? Are you there? Okay, I don't hear anybody on the line. This is so much fun. It's all so much technology. Okay.
Hello?
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 This is the Master's Playground. Okay.
Yes.
Are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're calling the Master's Playground with Chrissy Stereo. May I do a tarot card reading for you?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. I'm loving this. This is so great. Right on. Are you there? Anyway, so I'm going to bump up another call. This is so funny. Oh, I love it. Thank you for calling the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo. You're on air. Wow, I'm loving it. Okay, so we're going to go ahead and just drop those calls. Good talk. Good talk, everybody. I love technology. Yes. All right. Understood. All right. So very good. So we're going to end the show now. It's a little chaotic. I need to get used to these, you know, callers calling in and stuff. Hey, man, you know, just give me another week or so. I'm going to be in flow. But, you know, it's so much fun. So much fun. Anywho, you've been listening to the Master's Playground. My name is Chrissy Stereo, and we've been taking a look at spiritual masters and their numerology, right? Helping us understand. Now, I was inviting you to get to know yourself, right? Before we had the last call. And, you know, once you understand your astrology chart, you're able to understand the various aspects of your own personality. Once you understand your numerology, you're able to understand even more so part of the mission of why you're here, part of the balancing that you have to do, and how you can take your karma, right? And turn that into you know, the service, what you're here to offer, not only to yourself, but to everyone, right? If you need a little help with any of that, I invite you to visit my website, triplegoddesspro.me. You know, reach out. There's a variety of tools and services that I offer. And we can get deeper into, you know, Kabbalah Tarot, shamanism, sound healing, you know, astrology, just anything that helps you understand you. I am here. So we're going to end the show with taking a look at the what the cards have to highlight for us for the coming week. We have a lot of transitions that are coming up this weekend and this early part of the week, right? We have a new moon that's arising. We have Saturn transitioning from the deepest sign, one of the deepest signs, Scorpio, where it's been the last 2 years, man, having us look at our deep hidden truths, really like smelling our own reality. And we've had to go through a variety of different transitions. There's been losses, there's been gains. And now it's going to go into the sign of Sagittarius. And with that transition, what's going to be happening is that we're now going to be moving forward with more of an understanding of who we really are. You know? Mind you, it's going to be there for the next 6 months, and then it's going to go back to Scorpio. So this deep hidden truth party is coming. It's going to do a comeback tour just in time for the summer tan, right? So very interesting energy that's coming up for us this coming week. So let's start with asking, what are the energies that we can anticipate for the coming week? And we ended up getting the Three of Wands. And with the Three of Wands, there's going to be an uncertain energy, right? We're going to feel a bit uncertain, like what's going on? And I'm even feeling that, for the record. And it's one of the most amazing surrendering processes. When you don't know what's going on, but you intuit that something is about to happen, right? But what's happening for a lot of individuals is that because of that truth, because of all these transitionings, there could be this sort of, you know, like uncertain kind of negative energy. Because there's not, you know, there's, you lose your assurance of understanding your place in the world for a moment. So it can activate a sort of active nervous energy. It does highlight that we are expanding our view as a result. We are expanding how we view ourselves. And we're really becoming a lot more expansive with how we understand the world. We're becoming, you know, everything is starting to open up. So even though it will feel a little negative, a little anxiety ridden, what have you, keep trusting it. All right? And how can we navigate the energies? And we have the Seven of Pentacles. All right? Also known as Dis. And with that, there's a lot of confidence that happens. There's an expectation, you know, of results, and it's very high, right? And it's really due to what we've already accomplished. We've been through it, you know, we have been through it, and we honor it. So we know that in a way, we're on our path. Cultivation of the self and surrounding brings bloom. So really it's focusing. Okay, so how do we navigate? That just sort of came out, whatever. Get the day-to-day stuff. Get to that one day at a time. Focus on your efforts. Focus on your efforts. Focus on your efforts. And when you do so, don't look at it as struggle, because if you do, then it's just going to be drudgery. If you see the divine in everything that you're doing, you're going to be able to open up to a much more purposeful experience. So with that, loves, thank you for joining me on the Master's Playground. I am your host, Chrissy Stereo. I invite you to visit triplegoddesspro.me. There is a holiday discount available to everyone just in time for the holiday. So please give it a visit if you feel that you would like a reading for yourself or a loved one. Okay, this concludes the show. I love you, and thank you to everyone who called in. May the longtime sun shine upon you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide your way on. Sat Nam. Have a beautiful week. I love you. Bye.
Love yourself. Love yourself. 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 Love each other.
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 We are one.
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 We are
one.
We are
the divine.
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 Blessings.
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 The Master's Playground.
The Master's Playground.